For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans are now in control of the White House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. President Trump has been speaking about this at a rally in Kansas.
Just a few hours ago, the U.S. Senate confirmed Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Protesters from both sides chanted at the Supreme Court and the Capitol.
The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
The Senate barely confirmed Brett Kavanaugh after sexual misconduct allegations surfaced. Vice President Mike Pence officiated.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A Vietnam vet is charged with murder. 74-year-old disbarred lawyer Fred Hopkins barely mumbled to questions from a judge during his first court appearance.
Mr. Hopkins, do you understand your charges? You know why you are here?
Hopkins is charged with shooting seven officers, killing one of them. They went to his Florence, South Carolina home to question his son about a child sex assault case. Hopkins appeared dazed during the hearing. His face was badly bruised and he needed help walking. After a seven-day manhunt, suspected killer Kirby Wallace has been captured in Tennessee. Montgomery Sheriff John Fusen.
We can get back to a sense of normalcy knowing that this criminal is in custody and will face justice for what he has done.
Wallace faces multiple charges after being accused of attacking a couple and setting their house on fire, killing the wife and seriously injuring the husband. He's also accused of fatally shooting a man on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has an upcoming trip to North Korea. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with an update on what to expect.
North Korea lashed out at the United States regarding sanctions. Now, this comes on the heels of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is set to go to North Korea and meet with dictator Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now, the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to, officially, to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Labor Department has released a new monthly jobs report, and USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The report shows the economy adding 134,000 jobs last month when most economists were expecting about 180,000 jobs had been added. The government September jobs report also shows the nation's unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,